really speaking, there is nothing in the world is divided. Division really does not exist, but things look divided. I see before me a chessboard in which the pieces, each piece is different from the other, quite far from the other, and therefore there is a perception of division. There is multiplicity, but also each one is divided from the other. But if I look from below and from above, I see that although they look here divided, but there is an inner underlying unity. All the pieces represent some kind of unity, some kind of a game which can be played by all of them when they conjoin together. So there is some kind of unifying purpose. Or even at a lower level, all these pieces of matter are manifestations of one matter. So although here they look divided, basically they are manifestations of one single matter. But this division that appears here is one of the conclusions of the push of the overmind to allow each element to go to its extreme logical conclusion. In the supermind, even when you start with divisions, they constantly push you towards differentiation and differentiations melting into unity. Oneness is the mantra of the supermind. All multiplicity, all divisions melt into oneness. Or if multiplicities and divisions are allowed, they are all a play of oneness, where oneness is never put at the back. The oneness is in the forefront. Everything else is subordinate. As a result of this distinction, when the overmind descends, it can react very powerfully, luminously. In fact, its light is so powerful that many rishis, when they had reached the overmind, they felt it was the highest. It is only when some rishis try to go beyond it that they discovered that the overmind was only a golden lid which had to be broken. In the Upanishad, Ishopanishad, the rishi says, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Mukham Apihita. The face of the truth is hidden by a golden lid. And then says, break it. The old man is so powerful, it looks like golden, and it's golden lid, but it hides the face of the truth. The consciousness of unity still lies behind overmind, the supramental. And then he says, Vyuha Samuha Rashmin. You see the multiplicity and Samuha, bring them together. All the rays of light are brought together. So from this description it is clear that the rishi broke the barrier of the overmind and entered into the unity of all the lights. In that light, he then describes Soham, I am He. The real oneness, I am He, the real oneness is experienced in that unity. This is the reason why if all mind descends, it can be very luminous, very powerful. But when it reaches the inconscient, it cannot transform it. This is the limitation of the overmental descent. But the real problem of the world today, we have reached such a stage in the world evolution that the present situation of the world cannot be corrected unless the inconscient is transformed. This is a speciality of the present time. Therefore, without the descent of the supermind, this cannot be transformed. Therefore, the necessity of the descent of the supermind. So unless yoga is practiced, whereby the supramental descent is brought out, unless this is done, the problems of the world today cannot be resolved. That is why supramental yoga is the yoga relevant to the present day. This is the new task of which Sri Aurobindo spoke at the very beginning of the chapter, where Sri Aurobindo said that if our aim was only to be liberated from the world, then that task has already been done for centuries. The roads are built, the high water marks are noted, and you can just run on the road which has already been laid down. But if that is not the aim, our aim is much greater, to cure the disease of the world, not only our liberation, then much has still to be done. And Sri Aurobindo quotes again from the Rig Veda and says that as you rise from peak to peak, then much that has still not been done remains to be done, and that becomes visible to us. So that is the main substance of this chapter that we were reading. The remaining two chapters in the Life Divine, the Gnostic Being and the Divine Life, they are devoted to the description of a transformed being. How would the human being, when he is transformed by the supermind, what will be the nature of his existence? How he would live? With what consciousness he would act? What will be his relationship with himself and with others, with the society at large, with the world at large? And what will be the consequences of all this for the earth life? And a detailed examination of the earth life, which can be transformed into the divine life, is given in the next chapter. I think these two chapters don't require any kind of talking. They are just to be read. Even this chapter required no talking, but we gave a concession to ourselves and we talked about it, although we are unworthy of talking about it. But we talked about it just to play on the shores of this entire ocean of life which is here. So I would only suggest that you can read these two chapters as and when you feel like. And our present series can come to an end now. We started with the triple transformation and came to this. It gives a complete map of what is to be done from where we are, psychic transformation and the spiritual transformation and the supramental transformation, and how by the supramental descent this transformation can take place. If you now want to continue our sessions, then we have to decide as to what next we should do. You know, it depends on what is wanted. We can stop here now.
I just told us that there are four ways of
the intuitive mind.
Yes. Prayer.
No, actually, the whole chapter is given to this question.
Okay.
This whole chapter called The Ascent to the Supermind is actually devoted to the answer to this question. That you gradually move upwards, and then these are the steps, and then there is a law of evolution where you move upwards, then you come downwards, again move upwards, come downwards, move upwards. We have discussed the question of the law of evolution, ascent and integration. First you arrive at a stability of a given plane where you are now. Fortify your present plane of consciousness. Make it subtle, make it complex. Then you rise higher. There's a push upwards. Then when you rise higher, for the moment you establish yourself for some time on that higher plane, then you will see that gradually there is a downward movement. And all that has been crossed previously is again reviewed and transformed by the higher, and you go downward, downward, downward. Having reached the downward level, again there is a push to the higher level, and once again you come down to lower levels by transforming the lower levels again. And by this repeated movement of going upward and going downward, you stabilize at higher and higher levels of consciousness. So you may be at several levels in regard to different conditions of consciousness. Sri Aurobindo has given an image of an army. An army invades a country for conquest. Then, having invaded, it conquers a part of the territory. Having conquered that part of the territory, there is an effort to consolidate what is conquered. In the meantime, what was conquered earlier may rise in revolt. Then you may again have to go back to what was conquered earlier, secure your conquest over there. In the meantime, something that you had conquered here may slip out. So again you consolidate what you had conquered earlier, and now you establish an administration and rule by which further revolts will not take place. And you establish quite well. And having done this, having secured this territory, now you prepare for a further conquest of a new land which has to be conquered. Again, when you conquer that, you need consolidation. Follow? This is the image that Sri Aurobindo has given. This is how our whole movement takes place, and gradually you rise higher and higher and higher. All right? When I come back, I'll let you know. All right. I'm going out there for tomorrow. And when I come back, I'll let you know.
After reading those two chapters, if we have any questions.
Yes, certainly. If you have.
Keep a question,
ask. That will be wonderful if you have. Then we can read together. Not that any commentary is possible now. Yes. Of those two last chapters, of course, last chapter some commentary is possible because there's a lot of discussion of the earth life.
So
maybe we could do that but, before starting Kathopanishad. I think it's in sequence. But then we
should
have done the readings. We will have done the readings. So that will depend on our reading, I guess, the next session. All right. If you want the last chapter, we can do the last chapter. All right. Then we can come to Kathopanishad. All right. Is it all right? Yeah? Then we should do the last chapter. It's written by Satprem. This is the book. You can show it.
Analogy, the army.
Isn't it? Shurabin himself has given this.
Shurabin
himself has given, yes.
So correct.
This is the image. It's a wonderful image.
That's why it's so difficult to
tell. That's why it is a program of 500 years at least.
More, I think.
At least 500 years. So we can go on. There's a lot to do. Every time you feel still more to do.
We are losing that. We are always feeling like that because so much ground to cover.
So then what I would like you to do is that if you have at least one look at the last chapter. All right.
And the Gnostic being we can read later.
You can read even now.
But that's it.
You can read the Gnostic being, it is 50 pages. You can read through and then go to the last chapter, which we shall read. If you like, we can read the Gnostic being without commentary. That is also possible, if you have patience. And if you like, we can read these 50 pages together, if you like, in which there is a description of the Gnostic being. And then we can come to the life, divine life, the last step. As you like it, it is up to you.
Whatever you recommend.
I recommend that you read yourself. That is my recommendation. But if you want that we should read together, we can do that also. But it's not necessary. If you read alone, it will be much more whispering into your heart what Sri Aurobindo writes. So you read it. After reading, if you still feel that we can read here together, we shall read together. All right. Synthesis.
Mm-hmm.